Well, let's get this pre-show going for Monday, the 20th. God damn, tomorrow is the 21st, and I got something.
It's summertime.
Oh, shit, not that again. Ah, not that again. Fuck off. Fuck off. Jesus. I posted that on Facebook, and now it's come back to haunt me. What's happening the 21st, man? I've got something going on. I got more PT, baby. When in doubt, Phil, you've always got PT. Yep, 10:45 a.m. And then I have to schedule a whole bunch, another flight of PTs. Okay, so I had one on Friday at 9 a.m. That one went very well. I think I'm testing the shoulder out. What's happening now is I'm doing shit with the shoulder that I just absolutely avoided before. Because for fear of further injuring myself. And they told me that. They said, be careful, man. Only carry 1 pound of weight with that arm, this kind of shit. But now, as I do more strengthening, and there's about 3 or 4 different strengthening exercises they've given me, I'm now, testing the arm. So I'm reaching for shit. I'm lifting heavier things. And it's fine. It gets sore at night. I notice that it's sore and I got to ice it. If I'm using my hand, especially texting, man, using the fucking thumb for texting, some of that makes the shoulder ache. But it's all that kind of aching that comes with the healing, so that's all groovy. But I've been told I cannot resume a lot of the activities that I've been involved in. I was going to go shooting with some friends of mine. I cannot do that. You can't hold a fucking 9mm with 2 hands. Even holding it with 2 hands and not think the recoil is going to, definitely affect that shoulder and that arm. So I can't do that. I'm going to have to, different things like, can't do push-ups. You can't do normal things you might do to exercise or to work out. Anyway, it's all good, man. I'm grateful that I'm healing the way that I have, that this has been a real lesson for me. The big lesson for me is, in life, everything is important. The little shit and the big shit. Pay fucking attention to everything. Get out of your head. Get out of your thoughts. Get out of your dreams. Get out of your, especially when you're out in the world and you're sitting there fantasizing about how much fucking money you're going to make or, this, that, or some other shit. When you're out there in the fucking world, keep your fucking eye on life around you. And somebody once said to me, if you can actually focus on the world outside of yourself, you are part of only 3% of the human race. Only 3% of the human race is actually able to see the world in total around them. Everybody else has got something about their inner life that they're investing in as they, walk about and live life. They're thinking of this, thinking of that. It's just, we're consumed with ourselves. And we got to stop doing that shit, I guess. Isn't that what they're saying? Okay. 20th? 20th? Yes, Phil, the 20th. Oh, fuck. I'm going to Florida on the 1st. I say, oh, fuck. I mean, it'll be great to see Jackie, but I love her. I'm not a huge fan of Florida. I mean, I there's a lot of good memories I have, and there's a lot of good things that Florida did for me. But just going there to visit, I don't know, man. Anyway, May, right? Yeah. 20th, right? May 2023. So here we go. Oh, shit, I didn't post about Elcott, man. I got to post about Elcott. Let me get over to this thing here. I got to post about Elcott today. Come on, motherfucker. I hate iPhones. I just hate the world that we are now living in where we are slaves to these motherfucking things. Honest to God. Copy text. Here we go. All right, here we go, baby. Nope, that's not it, man. This is it. Okay? Dr. Elcott revisits the burning of the Ventura Redeemer in 1993. Dr. Elcott also talks about opening up the tent and letting everyone into one sleeping bag, a reference that means accepting lack of ego by not wearing no pants around others. What the fuck? This Elcott, the next step thing, is taking on a life of its own, man. It's scary. It is one scary-ass motherfucking thing. One, two, three. Let's get rid of this one here. Doom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Okay. This one here gets posted. All right, now we're going to look at, what are we doing? May the 20th of last year was an eventful day. It was a Saturday, so fuck that. Your next You Need Your Mama, Coach Vernon Dozier's initial podcast. Okay, let's check out your You Need Your Mama. This ought to be fucking great. In fact, I know it will be. Let's do the classic while we're on the subject. Let me see here. This is Vernon Dozier. Open up the email. Yeah, so this fucking arm, man, is it's doing good. You know, we'll live. We'll live. We'll fucking live. What's today? The 20th of May. Okay. We will live to fight another day. The weird motherfucking times we live in. Okay, that's that. Now, let's do this, baby. Let's go over to archive and let's see what we got. I think we're working on June. Or no, 2000. Are we not? Let me see. Ba-boom, boom. Yeah, so we're back to 2000. May 2000. Okay. And today being the 20th, we'll see what this motherfucker coughs up here. Oh, there was no May. Here is NRA superstore Austin Mark of Lancaster says he would not set foot in LA unless the NRA puts a megastore in the city. That's pretty funny. I have no idea what it sounds like, but let's do it. Put the fear of God into any criminal. Psychokinetic section. Chris Norton joins the program to talk about nightclub fires. Chris believes a lot of these nightclub fires are caused by bottled up psychokinetic sexual energy. Oh boy, that's some bizarre shit here, man. I forget doing the half of these fucking hours. Somebody said to me one time, I was outside, I was at KFI, this was back in, right after I got back to LA, and I was working at KFI, and I was outside having a cigarette during a news break. And one of the gals who had been working the phones doing marketing came out, was on her way to her car, and said, "What do you got cooked up for tonight, Phil?" And I said to her, "God, I don't know, you know." And I really meant it. I said, "I have no idea what I'm going to do tonight." You know, because I never, on rare occasions, did I then or do I now prep the show during the day, meaning I don't write, I write notes to myself if I think of something, but most of the time, I don't let things don't actually bubble up in my head until I get to near showtime when I'm prepping like two, three hours ahead of time. I think you know what I mean, right? Do you? If you don't, it's okay. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. That sounded great, didn't it? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Okay, so that's that. All right, this is, did you fucking download 2020. I just saw that I did. There it is. Did it twice, you dummies. You dummy ass. Let's put this one in the thing. Film Noir. And they got a whole bunch of the shit on YouTube. And oh, Christ, some of it's really terrible. You know, with all due respect to Ginger Rogers, who used to be a dancer and was an actress, too. I mean, a good actress. But her trying to play a tough gun moll. And Brian Keith, who's not a half-bad actor himself, actually very good, plays a cop that's trying to protect her from the underworld, and they fall in love, and the whole thing is so unbelievable and stupid. I don't know why I wasted part of my morning watching it while I was doing other things, which reminds me, where's that cup of coffee I made? God damn it. I make, if I do say so myself, I make one holy hell of a great cup of coffee. I do. Because I know how to make coffee. I don't do the drip shit. I don't do the Keurig pot bullshit. I percolate that shit in an espresso. You guys know the Bialetti pot that I have. I percolate that shit in an espresso pot. I make it one cup at a time. You want a cup of coffee? Yeah, I do, Phil. Okay, clear out the pot. I got to clean the pot out and make a whole new pot of coffee for one person. And that's the only goddamn way to make coffee, if you want it good. And the coffee I make, I have dark roast beans only, espresso roast, whatever the fuck they got, you know, Major Dickinson shit. I buy Pete's Coffee. It's a good old California coffee company. I don't go to Starbucks unless it's a real emergency. I don't buy any other shit. But Pete's has got great coffee, and it's in Oakland, California. And then I proceed to make a cup of coffee. Now, some people, they want it black. They get it good and fucking strong when I cook it up for them. But most people like it with a bit of sugar, a bit of cream. It's very flavorful. I make a great cup of coffee. And when Jackie was here, you know, looking out for me when I was just after surgery, I was still making the coffee, and I'd get up in the morning. And I usually awoke after her, and she'd be in the living room or, you know, at the kitchen table or something doing some work. And I'd say, coffee? Yes. You know, she was like, she was waiting for me to get out of bed and make that coffee, man. All right. Are we done? We're done. I think it's time to do the do. Oh, man. What I really want to do is fucking jettison social media 1,000%. But you can't. I use it as marketing. It's important to do that. But oh, my God. The shit you got to wade through. And with the greatest of respect to the people that, you know, are Facebook friends or people that follow me on our fan page or BSPs and more, I don't really, I like talking about the show. I'm not interested in a lot of personal conversation, unless you're a female. And anyway, that's when I get on there, post what I need to post and get the fuck out of there. But I realize that doesn't make sense. A lot of people, they live their fucking lives on that fucking thing. I'm telling you, people, it's not healthy. Get out and get a goddamn life. Don't be on Facebook morning, fucking noon, and night with some of these people. Every fucking hour with a post. What the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of the house. Read a book. Do something other than sitting on that fucking Facebook page pretending like you have friends. You don't. They're not friends. They're pen pals, they're acquaintances via the text and message service that Facebook provides, but they're not friends. I don't know. I'm done. Okay.